So is money really the root of all evil? Well, I would say no, because money is inanimate. It cannot cause evil in itself. Rather, the root of a lot of evil is greed. And greed comes from the human heart. And so we cannot blame evil on money. That's blame shifting. Rather, we cause evil by greed. And so the prophet Amos, speaking with righteous indignation of God himself, whose mouthpiece he is, thunders to God's people for their sins of social injustice which sprang from greed. In this case, the mad pursuit for led the people into sin and blocked their relationship with God. And so we heard Truth say today, no servant can be the slave of two masters. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. There is a direct relationship between our pursuit and desire for more and our distance from God. And yet, what did Jesus, whom we profess to follow, come to tell us? That the way to blessedness, true wealth, is closeness to God and love for each other. And the best way to get close to God is to spend, not money, but time. To spend time with Him, to be alone with Him, to grow in love for Him. And this is part of the prophetic critique of Amos in our first reading against the swindlers and exploiters that he thunders against, is that they were so eager for the Sabbath to be over, the Sabbath, God's holy day. They were so eager for it to be over. They could not take the time to know and love God because they were so anxious to get back to their deeds of greed. They kept their religious holy day only exteriorly. And so what about us? Do we take time for God, or are we too busy trying to get ahead? Do you know, we live in an increasingly workaholic society. And all that activity just serves to fill our lives with more empty distractions, or the activity itself serves as a distraction to keep us from God, and the activity diminishes our trust in God, which is essential to a relationship. The huge irony of it all is that on our money it says, in God we trust. And yet the more of it we have, the less we trust in God. And the more of it we have, the more stuff gets between us and God. And so we shut ourselves off from God. And so, towards a remedy for this problem of chasing after more things, not having time for God because we're so busy trying to get ahead, to realign our priorities, the ancients said what we need in our life is otium sanctum. That means holy leisure that is essential to the Christian life, a Sabbath spirituality, being with the God of refreshment and joy, holy leisure. Now, Jesus also says that to be truly rich, we must love one another. So there's not only relationship with God, but relationship with each other that makes us rich. And yet the pursuit of wealth throughout the ages has led precisely to great sins against love. We hear it again through the prophet Amos. In his indictment, he says that the greedy say, we will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. And we know that the conquest and development of the Western Hemisphere nations happened at the cost of the subjugation and the displacement of huge amounts of indigenous peoples. And we all had the scandal in our history of how Americans would import African human beings as chattel to get greater profits. And I really wonder if the reason that we have such a thriving abortion industry today and an over-the-top war-making industry is because there are lots of people making money off of it. And so, where do people come in our life? Do we value people more than wealth? And how do we show it in the way that we live? Now, the mind of our Christian faith on this is expressed very beautifully by a story about St. Lawrence the Deacon, who made the ultimate sacrifice by shedding his blood for the love of Christ in the 3rd century. And since deacons so the prefect of Rome summoned Lawrence before him. The prefect of Rome said, "I am aware that you Christians use silver cups and gold candlesticks and things like that in your divine worship. So hand over to me these treasures that the church has." And St. Lawrence said, "You are right. The church is indeed rich. In fact, it possesses wealth beyond anything that the emperor himself has. But give me a few days to get things in order. I'm going to take an inventory and everything." And so the prefect thought, "Great, I got this guy. He's afraid of me. He's going to turn over the treasures of the church to me, the wealth of the church." And so he gave Lawrence 3 days to do that. And Lawrence goes running around the city of Rome searching for all the poor who were supported by the church. And he gathers them all together, the blind, the lame, the lepers, the widows, the orphans, and he brings them to the prefect and said, "Here are the treasures of the church." Well, he was not amused. And the rest of the story I won't go into. But anyway, So this is the great paradox. True wealth is not bought with money, but by generosity and simplicity of life. Because where our treasure is, there will our heart be, and there will our heart end up. Amen.